Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Adam Gasper. The other authors on this paper are David Marburger, Spiros Martzinis, and Sean Conley. I'd like to thank, first off, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the University of Wisconsin College of Agriculture and Life Sciences for funding this work. And again, yeah, we're going to talk about seed yield responses to different seed treatment components across very diverse environments. So obviously we know that seed treatments are targeted at different early season diseases, insect pests, and SCN also, some Pythium, Phytophthora, maggots, wireworms, the good range of them, and also I said SCN, which is right now the most economically damaging pathogen across the U.S. for soybean growers. So very important things to control. So to control these, we've seen a pretty positive increase in seed treatment use over the last decade. Talk earlier said about 60-70%. I said 70% of all the soybean acres planted this past year had some form of a seed treatment on it. And with this increase, though, we really have a lack of literature, published literature, comparing different active ingredients, a lot of active ingredients in one study, and different products, because today we're seeing that it's not just a fungicide or just an insecticide. It's different combinations of fungicides, insecticides, two fungicides, an insecticide, and even a nematicide sometimes. And with all these different pests we're trying to control, it really is a tough decision for farmers on where they should use a seed treatment and where it's profitable for them. And that's really due to a couple reasons that are out of their control. First is great variability within many fields due to soil types and topography. Spring weather, obviously we all can't predict the weather, otherwise we'd be millionaires. And then also pest and disease pressure is relatively hard also to predict across the whole field. So in conjunction with those factors, also seed treatments have really become heavily scrutinized for the broad use and what the broad benefit of those seed treatments are. So we thought this study came at a good time from 2011 to 2013, 10 locations across Wisconsin, very different locations. Obviously in the north, cooler, wetter, there's some heavier soils up there. Down to the south, where you'll see Arlington, Janesville, more high-producing soils and environments there. Each year we looked at 8 seed treatments across 3 different varieties. The row spacing was 38 centimeters. We planted really as early as we can get into the field and what is really optimum for Wisconsin, somewhere in the beginning of May. And seeding rate was around 345,000 seeds per hectare. The different seed treatments, we compared 8 each year. And what you'll notice on this big table here is really we followed the Syngenta Cruiser platform, we had the Monsanto's Acceleron platform, and then also Bayer's platform of Trilex, Evergold, Poncho, Votivo. And we built upon each seed treatment within each company's platform. So, for instance, you see Apron Max, well, that's a fungicide only. Then we add thymethoxin to make Cruiser Max, that's your fungicide plus insecticide. And then we add a nematicide to make a fungicide, insecticide plus nematicide seed treatment combination in Avicta Complete Beans. And we do that for each platform. I mean, the Monsanto one, the same. We have a fungicide only and then a fungicide plus insecticide seed treatment. And we classify these based upon their seed treatment components. So, like I said, Apron Max is a F. Stands for fungicide only. An FI stands for fungicide plus insecticide and so on. Just so you note that for further in this discussion. And we also included all the neonics, thymethoxin, clothidin, and imidacloprid were in our study. The statistical analysis looked at the seed treatment effects on plant stand and seed yield with a mixed model analysis where the fixed effects were either the seed treatment or the pesticide components. So we took the seed treatments and grouped them based upon their pesticide components. Again, fungicide only, fungicide, insecticide. And then the random effects, we pooled them over in environment, variety, and replicate. And really the pooling over environment was us trying to capture the variability that producers see in their fields that's very relevant. So our analysis structure, you can see kind of branches off here. We do one side where to the left, We look at the 8 individual seed treatments to the right. We look at the component analysis where, again, fungicide only, fungicide plus insecticide. And then we had a break off the year 2013 due to some changes from the companies changing what specific active ingredients they use. So when we look into the results here, all the graphs will look like this. You'll see along the y-axis is plant stand, and the scaling's the same across all the graphs. Obviously, all the seed treatment products on the bottom. And then they're color-coded. So the blue is the kind of the Syngenta platform, so you can kind of see the step up from there. They're fungicide only, fungicide, insecticide, and fungicide, insecticide, nematicide. Then obviously the green's the Bayer platform, and the red is the Monsanto Acceleron platform. Bars followed with the same letter are not significantly different at the 10% level. So when we look at plant stand for 2011-2012, we see that using either ApronMax, Trilex, or the Acceleron fungicide only, those fungicide onlys did not increase plant stand over the untreated control. Whereas when we added like thymethoxin to CruiserMax, we saw a significant increase in plant stand over the untreated control and its fungicide only component. And also we see it throughout the other platforms too, where the addition of clethodim and a nematicide increased yield over the Trilex and untreated, and the same thing in the Acceleron platform. When we added imidacloprid to the Acceleron package, we saw a significant increase in plant stand. So when we move on to then the pesticide component analysis of the seed treatments, we see overall again that a fungicide-only seed treatment did not increase yield over the untreated control, whereas a fungicide plus an insecticide did. And then we increase yield even a little bit further with the addition of a nematicide. Then for 2013 by itself, we see that the only fungicide that did not increase yield over the untreated control was the ApronMax product, whereas the Evergold, here's where a component change one, it's not Trilex anymore, they changed to their Evergold seed treatment, did increase yield over the untreated control, and so did the Acceleron fungicide-only seed treatment. But with the Acceleron, we did not see a further increase in plant stand with the addition of imidacloprid to that seed treatment, whereas in the Syngenta platform, we saw thymethoxin did increase plant stands further over the fungicide-only, and then we increased them more with the addition of a nematicide. Same story there for the Bayer platform with the Poncho Votivo, which would be clethodim and their nematicide component. So then when we group them by pesticide components, we see a stair step of plant stand increases from the untreated control being the lowest up through the fungicide plus insecticide, and then the fungicide, insecticide, nematicide. So then after the plant stand, let's look at seed yield here. Again, the color coding is the same. Letters that are the same are not significantly different at the 10% level. Yield is on the y-axis, and the scaling remains the same, again, for all graphs. So here for 2011 through 2012, in terms of seed yield, each fungicide-only seed treatment, whether it's ApronMax, Trilex, or the Acceleron fungicide products, did not increase yield over the untreated control. Whereas, interestingly, CruiserMax, which contains insecticide thymethoxin, increased yield over its fungicide-only counterpart, ApronMax, but not over the untreated control. But then the addition of a nematicide did increase yield over the untreated control. In the Bayer platform, we saw again that the addition of clethodim and nematicide did increase yield over its fungicide-only counterpart. But in the Acceleron platform, we saw that imidacloprid, that addition did not increase yield over its fungicide only counterpart, or again the untreated control. So when we again look at the seed treatment pesticide components, we see that the untreated control, the yield was not increased over it by the fungicide only or the fungicide insecticide nematicide, but the fungicide insecticide did increase yield over the fungicide only. So that was a very interesting result that we saw. Then we look into 2013 in terms of seed yield. We see that compared to the untreated control, Apermax was not able to increase yield, and neither was the Evergold seed treatment, but the Acceleron seed treatment did increase yield over the untreated control, and that was a active ingredient change there from the past years. That was had the additional AI of Fluoxaproxad was in there, and that was probably contributed some to the increase yield there over the untreated control. But again, we see that in this Acceleron platform that the addition of imidacloprid did not increase yield once again over the fungicide-only counterpart and also not over the untreated control. Whereas when we look at the Syngenta platform here, the addition of thymethoxin to Cruzmax did increase yield over its fungicide-only counterpart, and it increased yield over the untreated control. And two, we see that in the Bayer platform, the addition of clethiodan in a nematicide did increase yield over its fungicide-only counterpart, but again, not over the untreated control. So a kind of a mix of data there to interpret. When we do then look at the seed treatments based upon their pesticide components, in 2013 we do see that the addition of an insecticide did increase yield over the untreated control and a fungicide-only seed treatment. And again, we see no yield increase from adding a nematicide over many environments. So in conclusion, in terms of plant stand, we saw that fungicide, insecticide, nematicide seed treatments consistently increased plant stands over the untreated control, whereas a fungicide-only seed treatment did in just 1 year. The addition of thymethoxin or clethiodan increased stands over their fungicide-only counterparts, and over the untreated control. But imidacloprid actually failed to increase stands over its fungicide-only counterpart and over the untreated control. So we maybe could tease out a little bit there between the different insecticides. In terms of seed yield, we saw that the fungicide-only seed treatments never increased yield over the untreated control, but fungicide-insecticide and fungicide-insecticide-nematicide did increase yield consistently over its fungicide-only counterparts across all years, where the fungicide-insecticide, nematicide only increased yield over the untreated control in 2013. And then again, for specific components, we saw that imidacloprid did not increase yield over the untreated control or its fungicide-only counterpart across all years, whereas thymethoxin and clethiodan did increase yield over their fungicide-only counterpart, but the untreated control increase was less consistent, untreated control was less consistent. As far as nematicides, when we looked at individual site years, we saw that really those responses were in environments where we did have higher SCN levels. And so we see that maybe those nematicides should be used where we can quantify high SCN levels based on, fall or spring soil sampling following traditional IPM practices. However, though, for fungicide, insecticide, seed treatments, implementing those traditional practices are pretty tough for growers to do based on seed treatment currently is, again, a whole field decision, but we have lots of infield variability that we cannot control. And then they have very limited predictive knowledge of what spring weather is going to be and what the pest and disease pressure is going to be. Farmers cannot quantify those. So what we recommend farmers do is really to weigh their biological, environmental, and economic risk when they're trying to make these seed treatment decisions in conjunction with our data, because it is a tough decision for them. So with that, I would take any questions if we got time. Or
we have time for one question.
Did your any
of the treatments or non-treatments lower the seed density, population density below what you would consider a critical threshold where you expect the yield to decrease from lower plant stands? Yeah, so the question was, did maybe without or with the use of a seed treatment, did plant stands get below a level that would basically produce a uniform yield to test across. And what we saw, we did count stands in all levels. We're above 100,000, which in Wisconsin is basically what we need to to actually optimize seed yield. Or I shouldn't say optimize seed yield, but where we want to be is at least over 100,000 plants per acre, and we are always over that. So, and then we did look at, you know, plant stand and yield, and there was really no relationship there, so we weren't concerned with final stands there. They're all high enough.
Thank you.